Why do you make the announcement?
I don't know. Announcement.
I mean,
Fake
okay,
news
so be
probably.
careful if you know, if you think you're hitting chocolate, you might be hitting poppy.
Right.
Second house
Maybe it wasn't poppy. Even in the jungle.
Find all the people they wait to get.
No.
Has your mother ever made a poppy seed?
She makes very good poppy seed. Oh. The bakery is like dry and disgusting.
We're gonna have it out of this. Few trays.
She has to come home first.
Few trays. When's she coming? She starts the show?
She was in Muncie, he said yesterday. Remember? She's trying to kick her daughter out of the hospital.
Okay. This year sponsored. Lila Nishmas, just give us some shulam.
It's not sponsored, it's just Lila Nishmas.
Omer Mekasim and Orna Esther, our soldier, our captain. Maybe he's a soldier. Yo, Mekhan Yitzchak, Rizv, Asdav, Mordechai. And, huh? Today's Shloshim. Oh, wow. Shulam is on my Lila. It's good to see you in the line.
Shkacha Pratis, I didn't say their names.
Yaakov and Frumet.
Who's that?
Zach the Gemara. I wanted to go back a drop because I don't think we explained the last piece well.
Yep.
So we're going to go back for a second. It's not a big deal.
It's Shabbos. Brachas.
You sound like a chaplain. He's leaving. He's leaving in a minute.
He left the minyan mincha because
he left the minyan mincha and it's not on time. That's, I don't know.
Understandable.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. How that relates to us?
So Gemara says, the Gemara wants to say that our worked in 602, by the way.
To the building, to the room is 603.
No, 602.
Takes you time to walk.
Nope. Not much. Gemara says like this.
I'm so driving down the street at like 90, by the way. So nervous for you guys. You guys.
I'm driving.
He's that nervous just leaving his house 2 minutes earlier.
So Gemara says, the Gemara says that our mission is going to go into a Tarfon. Five lines in the bottom. A little more Tarfon here. Our mission is going to go into a Tarfon. And Tarfon is the one that says that Meniach, if you steal from five people, you don't know who you stole from. So Tarfon is the one that says that you just put it in between. And you just put it down. And our mission is going to go into Amad Omar. So what's the shot? Mishnah, do you have to bring it to Madai? You have to bring it all the way to Honolulu, straight to the guy. Say, Echad Yishtaba. Moid Yotam, Echad Yishtaba, that you have to bring it to the guy. My time. You have a pasuk. And made it Zachiv to bring it to the guy. Rabbi Kiva, who says you have to give it to each guy. Abd Loy Mishtaba Kanas. He holds, even if he didn't make a shua, still does a knas. So now the Gemara takes apart a tarfon, and the Gemara is sort of, it's an interesting kasha. The Gemara says, the tarfon mechti. Let's see what's going on over here. Heichi de mishtaba, loy sagad loy hoida. The only reason why, if you make a shua, you have to bring it to Madai, is when you make a shua, you have to bring it to Madai, we said. Why? What's the case? That you're mishtaba, you swore that you don't owe the guy. You gave back to him, you gave back to him, and then you were Maida. The reason why you have to go bring the Madai is to get that kapara that you said that you don't have it, and now you're saying that you have it. That's what going to Madai is. And Rashi says the hashava that you have to bring back to the guy is a kapara on the fact that you lied and now you're Maida. So basically, you have to be lotis this kapara, and all the way of doing is to give it back to the guy. The kapara of Hashem and the kra, hoydiksib, ksib begez lagerav is vadus katosam. So melo zok the gemara. If that's the case, that the reason is because you have to have a kapara, and you're trying to the only way to repent is to bring it back to the guy. So in fact, the gemara. So since you're oil piatzmai and you're trying to do the right thing, so at this point, you should have to go ahead, even by a case where you are not nishpa, as long as you maida,
you need a kapara.
You should need a kapara. If you need a kapara, you should have to go bring it back. What's your mother? What's the difference? That's Gemara's kasha. Elam Rava Sha'ayim Asnisan, the kiva the yod l'man gozle, it's different. Since you know who you stole it from, the oidele, and you are maida, kiva the eshla adure, me money lamari, havle command the amale, you leave yodcha. Basically, what he's saying is that since it's as if you say, when you have a gzeil from someone, it's as if you say, I have a cut in my hand, and you come get it, but it's not enough that you can say, come get it. Because over there, the fact that you know whose it is now, at this point, it's your obligation in order to get a kapara to bring it back to the guy's hand. If it's no shua, you just want to do the right thing, so you say, listen, it's here, come get it whenever you want. There's no chiv for you to go ahead and al kapara to bring it to the guy, and mail. That's why it's only in a shtaba with shtaba, and you know whose it is, like an awasugya, and you have a chiv of kapara to bring it all the way back. The other way, you have the kapara because at this point it's already the guy's, you're holding it for him, and wherever he is, come and get it. And that would be Ashav Ma'aliyah.
And so that's not Tafkar Tafkar.
The what?
That's not Tafkar
Tafkar. And it's not Tafkar Tafkar. Everybody will agree to this. Imam Maskan is not saying it's only Reb Tafkar. Everybody will agree. Sarab Tafkar, Sarab Akiva. Everybody will agree to this halacha. That is yesterday's daf.
So you don't even have to put it down. You just make it and put out a letter. By the way, I stole money. Come get it if it's yours.
By not sure.
Right.
Yes.
Really?
We
Ashava means just notify people?
You tell me.
The Heshav is exactly.
Call it wherever it is. I'm holding a few.
What's the difference between that?
I'm basically holding a few.
Sure, pick up.
I don't know. I don't know whose it is. I have no idea whose it is. I can't return it to someone.
Oh, you know whose it is.
No.
If you didn't know whose it is, that
was it says the problem. You don't know. It says, any day, Ezim Kam Noisim.
Our mission is that you don't know.
Reizim ken. Reini de Reizim ken. That's the price we're talking about. Nezel Zamano Zamano. Our mission is the one you know. This that price, the one you don't know who it is. But you want to be at Tzvei Shemayim. So what do? The best thing to do is notify, send an email. Put out a...
So then if
you... this chat, you put out a thing that you have the Begada. Anybody else? Anybody you stole from. We'll see. Nice. That is yesterday's sugya. Now, there is an interesting thing. I saw Reb Chaim Weiser and the Miches Chinuch both speak about this. So it comes out that now Mishnah, you're only, the whole chiyuv is because you're getting kapara. So that means if you can't bring an asham is part of the kapara process. Right? You bring an asham. So if you can't bring up, you should have to, it should all be coming together. You bring it back to the guy in Madai and then go to Asha. Go bring your Asham. Let's say you can't bring an Asham. Today's day and age, no Asham. So you can't be Yetzi Kapara. You don't have, the whole thing is Atz Kapara. You don't have Kapara today. So what are you going to do?
So you don't have to return it?
Maybe not. Go put it, the Chaim says, maybe put it, what's it called? Or maybe the Machskarach says, maybe at a time when there is an Asham and you don't bring the Asham and you don't have Kapara, then you're right. But in a time when there's no Asham Bechlal, today is no Asham, so today there's no Asham, it's not relevant. Ravioli. Right? I hope you had a cream puff last night. He made them for you. He did his whole store because of you. Hazan Hashem brought cream puffs last night. The new item coming out.
School custard?
Cream puffs and...
Cheesecake?
No. What do you call it? Craps?
Tarts.
I forgot what it's called. Tarts, yes. Real good strawberry in there. I didn't taste it. Cause
craps is that,
but it was good.
I was so worried. He calls me out of tomorrow. He's like, come to the car. I felt like a
dealer. You want a lobby?
I felt like it was a... Excited. You're rolling out a new program.
Yeah, he was very excited.
Can you bring me a box, by the way? Thank you. Okay, go.
The
You do it to yourself. Subscribe and save.
He's doing a new. He's rolling out new stuff. Yeah, new items.
He's not gonna be happy.
Okay, let's go.
This is.
So it says, you can't give it to Noel Shluchai, you got to bring it to Madai. So Itmar, Shliach also the Edom. You have a Shliach that was made with Edom. Now, we're talking about that the, if I have money by Shuli, and I make a Shliach to go accept the money from Shuli. I make sure to go accept the money from Shuli. So, are you kidding me?
That's first, yeah.
You know, I left the share because I got an alarm ringing every day. It's my shlish asr eidim rechizda amar.
You gotta come on time.
Shlish asr eidim. You're smiling.
This is your first alarm? Smiling. This is why you come late?
First rodeo.
You don't realize it rings till 6:05 every day.
It's my shlish asr eidim.
It's 6:15.
He doesn't come before 6:05.
Itmar, Shliach Shas of Eidim,
By the way, in 20 years,
it's not 9:20, it's 3 minutes.
In 20 years, if it's before 8 o'clock, you're not having a share.
Shliach Shas of Eidim.
You heard it here first.
I ain't waking up in 20 years.
You've been wrong for the last 5 years. What are the chances are that you're right about this one?
If this is where wrong got me.
It's my Shliach Shas of Eidim.
You can't recycle that line. You can't recycle that line.
Yeah. How low did you prepare that?
Today he's just been a treasure trove of statements.
Read this line over here. No. you gotta prepare it, you know. It my shliach asav eidim. Rechizda amar machloikis. Rechizda amar hab shliach. He's a good shliach, and it's good. And good shliach means that if it gets ruined on the way, I made Charlie a shliach to go get him Shuli. And something happens by way, the Baal Bais Potter. Means Shuli's Potter. He gave it to the guy, done. And Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda Amar Hav Shliach. It's good. And Rav Amar Hav Shliach. Not a good Shlichus. So Melo, Shuli's not off the hook. Until it actually gets to my hand, it's not off the hook.
What if he says that I'm sending him? Yes, if you know
That's not the case over here, but yes.
Mm-hmm. But that would send Shliach for work, otherwise Shliach never works.
If Shuli would send a Shliach.
No, Shuli's always sending a Shliach.
No, I'm sending a Shliach.
I don't think so.
Reuven Sheshel Mezbiat Shimon. I have money by Shimon, which is Shuli. Umina Shliach be Eidim, Lekabel Hemenu. I hire Chapler.
Reuven sends the Eidim.
I hire Chapler to go to Shuli to get the money.
The Malva sending
it.
The Garage. The
Garage. We need Shliach by Eden Lekabel Hemenu.
You know,
what
could be
shown. No. Lekabel Hemenu? I'm not making a Shliach to be Mekabel from me.
Yeah, we're trying to get Shuli off the hook. Shuli, I make a Shliach to go get my money. What?
Shuli's trying to get Shliach to be Mekabel the money from you.
No. Who owes the money?
Yeah.
I owe the money.
And he's saying Shliach to be Mekabel the money from you.
I owe the money?
Yeah.
Okay, I was saying just that.
Just the opposite.
Oh.
Fine. So I.
So in your case, how is it the Malva? It's the Loiva then.
The Malva. The Malva signed the Shliach.
Who owes who money?
The Malva owes the Malva signs the Shliach.
I owe Shuli money, I send the Shliach to go pick up the money from Shuli. Right?
That's
the Loiva.
It's always that he owes you money. That's automatically assumed that he's.
No, but it's the Loiva making the Shliach.
I'll make the Shliach, you can call the money from the Loiva. The Malva makes the Shliach?
Okay, maybe I'm confused.
The guy who borrowed the money.
No, the guy won the money.
No.
Yeah, you just said that. The guy who lent the money. Who's the loiva?
The guy who borrowed the money.
The loiva is the one who lent the money.
Loiva's on second.
Loiva borrowed.
The guy who borrowed the money.
Loiva borrowed.
Malva.
I borrowed money from Shuli. I borrowed money from Shuli.
Yes, the same thing. You're saying the same thing.
No.
We're all saying the same thing.
That would be complicated.
We're all saying the same thing.
Surely borrow money from me.
Yes.
Paradise.
Nothing changed. Nothing changed. So, because I'm a Havashliach, Lahochi Tarchi.
You have a different case, but it's
the same. Chizda says that if I sent the Shliach to go get the money from Shuli, then Shuli's all talk. The minute he gives it to the Shliach, it's as if he paid me back. He borrowed money as if he paid me back. Lahochi Tarchi, Va'ikim Adam. The reason why I went in front of Adam and made the Shliach and said, hey, Charlie's going to be the Shliach, the Lake of Rishusei. That was the whole idea. The whole idea was that you're off the hook, and that the minute you give it to my shliach, you're done. Rav Amar lo yav shliach. Rav says no. So what do you do over here then? What was the point of going in front of Adam and appointing Charlie to go get the stuff? Then you don't need an appointment with Adam. Hachkamer inish mehem nehu. I have a guy who I trust. His name is Charlie. Rabbi Amar lo yav shliach. Hachkamer inish mehem nehu. I trust Charlie. Isamcha smaych. Ibayas l'shturi biyadei shteich biyadei. Shadu biyadei. I have a guy who I trust. I'm sending him to your house. So if you trust him, if you check him out. I like him. I think he's a great guy. I'm not taking away your obligation of bringing me back the money.
Why do you need him? It's a reference.
It's a reference. I'm trying to show you how much I trust the guy.
It's basically giving you a stamped envelope to send it back. If you want to go for it.
Right. But it's your responsibility.
To get it back.
Right. Shuli still has a right, a chiyuv to get it back to my hand. This Shmeiger that I sent, he might be a great guy, but if he loses on the way, I'm not losing $1 million.
I thought
Shmeiger.
Oh, he's
Shmeiger?
Yeah,
he's
Shmeiger.
Tanah. He's still Shmeiger.
I showed those up, Baro.
Huh?
Nothing?
You ready? Asheros Aparo.
You both use the same word in one year.
You used it first.
Oh, yeah. Asheros Aparo. You want a tart? That's what he means. You can't take a face value. Asheros Aparo, Meshilchim Yah Benoi. If I borrow a cow from Sholi, and then I send it with my son, Yah Benoi, Yah Avdoi, Yah Shluchoi, I make a shliach. Oy biyad v'noy biyad ade biyad shlufer shel shoyl means Shuli's shliach or mesa is potter. So basically, Shuli, I borrow from Shuli. This is the opposite case. I borrow from Shuli. Same case. Shuli, I borrow.
No, it's opposite.
I borrow from Shuli. Right. I borrow from Shuli.
Now you're switching the case.
Right. So I borrow from Shuli, and Shuli sends his son to go pick up the stuff.
Or
is it'll be if I cared. So Asherel is
probably nobody pays him back.
It's either one.
Either one. Biad benoi, biad avdei, biad shluchoi, shel shoyel umeso. That loch is potter. You be potter, which means the
borrower is not responsible until he takes possession.
Even
this
shemen
shali
or
levi.
Not even trying.
So what the shliach would be chayv in that case?
No, the shliach will be chayv.
That he have a shliach and he's off the hook. Right, Rav Chizda's sheet is the kasha of Chizda. Rav Chizda said that if I send someone to go pick something up from who I borrowed from,
you didn't borrow yet.
The guy's off the hook as soon as he gets the shliach. That's what Rav Chizda's sheet is. That's why he sent the shliach. And over here you see that he's not off the hook. Right, so Shuli would not be off the hook. He wouldn't be off the hook.
He wouldn't be off the hook. Who's chai when the shliach screws up?
Who's chayev?
Yeah.
The guy who I borrowed the money from. The guy who borrowed the money from me.
Good. So he's
not off the hook.
Yes, he is, because working the other way.
No.
Sure it is, because he didn't get
it. Whichever way you work it.
Putter is the guy who wants the money back.
Right. The guy's supposed to get the item.
No.
The guy's supposed to get the
item. So that means the guy who borrowed it.
In the case where the borrower, the guy's supposed to get the money back, he's taking the hit.
No. Who's he?
Who's it? Malva. I borrow money from Shuli and I send my shliach to go get.
You lend money to Shuli and you send your money to.
And
you
send Shuli sends. Shuli sends his kid to go get the money for me.
No.
No.
Malva sends
it. No. You send to go collect it from him.
You just switch the case in the middle.
Who's you get a Malva.
Okay.
You sent him. You sent the shliach to Shuli to pick up the money. Shuli gives the money. The shliach to the money. He's done.
No.
According to.
According to Reb Chisda.
Yeah.
According to Reb Chisda. And this Gemara.
This Gemara is the opposite case. You have to flip it around.
No. You flip it around. That halacha is flipped around. That's the
Gemara. Right. And
it's a kasha Reb Chisda.
But why is it a kasha? At the end of the day, the Malva's not.
No. Shuli's going to be. The Gemara is saying that Shuli's going to be chai.
No, he's not.
Yeah. That's the Gemara saying.
We're talking about the Malva.
No, Potter is the Malva.
Potter is on the
Shliach.
But because you haven't got it yet. So right. It's the same case. It's not a kasha.
So it's a kasha and Reb Chisda. Reb Chisda says you're putter. Reb Chisda says I would be putter.
Reb Chisda says should they yarkai?
Let's go to first.
What does Reb Chisda say first?
One second. There's a Malva and a Loiva. Okay? He sends him money to pick it up. He gives it back.
So the shliach. He sends money to something.
He gives the money to the shliach. It's as if it's returned.
Right. That's what Chisda says.
According to Reb Chisda.
The Loiva is putter. The Loiva is putter.
Okay. Right. Over here, what's the case?
Still Malva
Loiva. There's no Malva Loiva.
Yeah.
It's a shayl.
Where's the money?
By the shayl.
By the Malva. Whatever. By the shayl. It's equivalent to by the Malva. Opposite of the other first case.
No.
Par
is by the one who borrowed it.
It's on its way. That's where your mistake is. It's still by the lender.
No.
The opposite way. No. Yeah.
He gave it to Shlich.
Right. It's not by the lender.
It's not by the lender.
I never got it. If I'm borrowing the Par, I never got it yet?
It never got to the lender. It's still by the Malva.
He's mailing me out a check to loan?
Yeah.
As a loan?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Gary's charts.
This guy sends his...
There it is.
This guy lent him money. He sends his shliach to go pick it up. This guy's still chai. As long as it doesn't get back to me, it's not chai. It's chai.
Exactly, but why? It's the opposite way.
That's right.
It's
not
Tasha. The guy's supposed to be receiving it. It's the
exact same case.
The guy's supposed to be receiving it, didn't get it yet. Let's employ them all.
What he's saying is that the case is in the Shoyal Sapporo, is that I'm borrowing money from you, and you put the check in the mail to me. And now I never got it yet.
Okay, so same thing.
So I never borrowed the money.
Let's flip. But Shliach has
it. I never got the money from you.
The Malva neither got the money and still chai. No.
No.
Chisda says you are.
Chisda is a good agent. Chisda
says he's a good agent, so you are chai.
According to Reb Chisda, Chisda's case is where I'm paying him back.
Paying him back.
But he didn't get it yet. Who's he? The Malva. Here's the Loiva. The Shliach has it.
The Shliach has it. The Shliach messed up.
The party that wants it never
receives
it.
Who's chai in the
kasha? We're not supposed to get it. In this case, it will be a shoyl of the
parah. It's not
right, that's a kasha on Chisda.
It's not, it's perfect.
No, Potter means on the shliach.
Right.
Potter means on the shliach. The guy who sent it is still the guy who sent it.
Yeah, it's borrowed, right. The guy who borrowed is borrowed.
The shoyl is high. Once it reaches the rish, yeah.
Oh, the shoyl is Potter.
Then
it's going to the shoyl. That's a kasha, because it should be high, because it's on the way to him.
Habibi, the shoyl is, in our case, the same as the leiva.
Who's supposed to be? Someone's supposed to be receiving it.
The shoyl is supposed to receive it, right?
Fine. That according to Chisda, it should be chayv when the shoyl
gets it. So the shoyl is pater or chayv?
The shoyl is pater. It's supposed to be chayv. That's kasha.
If the shoyl is pater, it's perfect. If the
shoyl is not, this is chayv. According to Chisda, it should be chayv.
Go carry on.
No, Chisda holds the shoyl will be pater.
I disagree.
We don't disagree. If I borrow money from him,
what's pater then?
What's the kasha?
Pater? On the guy, on the shliach. The shliach's potter means the shoyl is chayv.
Oh, the shoyl is potter.
No, then it's the exact same thing as Reb Chisda.
Reb Chisda says it should be chayv.
No, Reb Chisda says the guy...
Reb Chisda says that you mama ate it. Reb
Chisda says the good shliach.
Look at what that.
Good shliach means? Shliach means the guy who sent the money to the shliach, the guy gave the money to the shliach, and the shliach messed up, the guy's off the hook. That's what it means.
Right, and here the guy learned
to... And here the guy's not off the hook.
Which guy? The guy who's sending it?
Yeah.
Right. The guy who's receiving it, the shoyl is potter.
No, you're getting mixed. That's the case.
Too many Hebrew words you're saying.
Saying the guy who sent it is gonna be chayv over here, and according to Chisda, he wouldn't be chayv.
Shouldn't be chayv.
Right, that's the kasha. Umayz the potter. So
Gemara
is the high
shul. It's not chayv or potter.
He didn't return. He didn't return the item.
There is no returning in shoyl sapara. We're not up to the returning stage.
What do you mean?
You're using the same.
You're lending me a para, and I never got the para yet to borrow from you.
That's one case. This is the other case also.
That's the kasha.
Hashos haparo v'shuch v'yabanoi. Okay, fine. So that's the same thing.
So then what's the lashon of chayev and potter? On me.
The borrower.
Yep. So, and according, potter. Right, and according to Reb Chisda, the guy who's receiving, is he chayev or potter?
He should be chayev.
According to Reb Chisda.
Yeah, he should be chayev.
Reb Chisda says something. He doesn't say should be. According to Reb Chisda's case,
it's a kasha.
It's a kasha.
I'm asking
the first. Chisda says that's chayev.
He's chayev.
Yes.
And over here, the guy who's receiving is potter.
Right. I don't think that's what they're saying.
No, so the middle guy is going to the middle guy is going to be
the shliach.
Yeah. The shliach is off the hook. According to Reb Chisda, it's not like that.
Where's Reb Chisda talking about the shliach?
Reb Chisda says that once you give it to the guy, it's good. Right?
That the recipient.
So he's talking about the shliach.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
know what the shliach. What does Reb Chisda say? Reb Chisda says if I send someone to pick up the money and you give it to the guy, that's it. You're off the hook.
I'm done.
Right. Over here, it's not like
that. Who says that the shliach is chayev?
It's not due to the shliach.
Why is shliach chayev and oinsin?
It's not shliach based.
This is just
the recipient.
Doesn't
matter. The shliach, forget the shliach. Right? High shluch ekonomi. This shliach that you sent to think the stuff with, he delay also edim. If you didn't do it with edim, menoya dinan. How do you know that he sent it? Bechlal. Maybe there was never a shliach here. El de also edim. He did it with edim. Victory the potter. It says that he's potter. Why is he potter?
He should be full fledged.
He should be chayev. So Gemara says, kashlo chizda. Kadam rab chizda b'schira v'lekitoy. The case is. We didn't make a shliach. Schir l'kita means either he's a day laborer, or l'kita means that he's like a companion, he lives with him. So it's not a real shliach. Hachanam is schir l'kita. Now the Gemara is against the same kash in the Mishnah. You can't give it to your son or to your shliach in the Mishnah. So hai shlucha hekadami. Either le also beidim. If you did not make with eidim, you're adina. Hainu b'chal is a shliach. El lab de also beidim. And still it says that it's not considered once you give it to the Edom, you give it to the Shliach, even with Edom, it's not considered as if you got it. According to Chizda, it should be done. So Gemara says, El Azab Edom, and Edom, El Azab Edom. So what's the term? Chizda, B'schir, B'lekitai. B'schir, B'lekitai. That it wasn't a Edom, it was that you hot a day laborer or a companion. Avos shliach she'asa be'edom, my hachanam the avos shliach. That's what you're gonna say. It's gonna work because that's what chizda shika. The minute you give it to the shliach, it's done. If I hire someone to go pick up something from Shuli, he's off the hook. So Gemara says avos shliach she'asa be'edom, my hachanam the avos shliach. Atani seifa avos noisim the shliach bezin. The seifa says. That there is a way out. You don't have to go all the way to Madai. If you give it to Shliach Bezdin, because the Karas HaShavim, they said that we don't want a guy to not be able to do tshuva. So if he doesn't want to travel all the way, we can just drop it from Bezdin.
Slippery slope.
So Fred Digmar, live with me today. Why do we have to go to Shliach Bezdin? Make a nafkamina. If we're saying that Edom works, make a nafkamina in and of itself. Shliach should also be Edom. How can I have Shliach? If you didn't make Edom, it's just a companion, it wouldn't work. The minute you give it to Edom, it's as if you received it. And that can be another case that you could do it. Amri loib sikale. No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
Not coming dry.
I say that there's a word for it, but I don't know what the word is. Amri loib sikale. It's not mugder. Shlich bezdin, loishna osu nigzel, loishna osu gazel. Shlich bezdin doesn't matter. Have a shlich, sikale. So that is a set halacha, and we would like to say in the Mishnah we say things that are easy to understand, not with has a It has a tanai. Only he does it. Only he does it. It's halacha. You can put it to bezdin. Done. Doesn't matter who makes the shliach bezdin.
What happened to the first 1500 plot?
Loi psikalei. Lafukim haikana. Avishavish psikalei. Shliach she'asa be'edim. The chi'asa nigzal hu da'av shliach. Means if I send a shliach to pick it up from Shuli. Shuli stole it from me. Then it'll work. Also gazlanly have a shliach. Loi psikalei. Mele, that's not a set psak. We want to give a psak that just, you say the psak and you know what the psak is. Over here, you say the psak, and we, okay, well, it depends. The psak is not 100%. Depends who makes the shliach. That we don't want to do. We like to talk clear. Zakti Gemara, Banana Chanam, Yitak could have said this in the Mishnah. Lafuka mei tanya, Tana, this halacha that we're saying that has to be only if the nigzal makes the shliach, not the gazlan. It's fakir from this month. Amar Tanya Rishim Lazo Aimer Shliach Bezin Shasu Nigzel Vleyos Gazlan Ayos Gam Shalach Halo Menotah Shloim Yodai Potter Rabbi Yechon Vlez Damit Vay Shliach Shasu Beidim Hav Shliach. That's it. So fakir from that, we're not going to come to Rabbi Lazer Rishim Lazo. Now the Gemara goes back. Rabbi Yechon Vlezer Damit Vay Shliach Shasu Beidim Hav Shliach. That thing that we just said. Time of Mishnah Seinu. Our Mishnah. The Mamsilo Shliach, the Amalei Isli Zuzi, the Mishnah not talking about that he made a Shliach. He basically, what he did is, he said, the Amalei Isli Zugai Planya, I have money by Shuli, but look at Mashadlu, he's not sending it to me. Ischazle, go make yourself seen, go to the Shul where Shuli is, and like, you know, brush up against him, and say, listen, I, you know, oh, by the way, I'm here, you know, I'm going back to Brooklyn, you want to send money to Live, you know. Dilma Inishu Deloy Mishka Chashdule, maybe he just put him in a fine, someone to send it with. Inamik or Chizda, or you can say another Shana Mishnah is Meschiva Lakito. It's not talking about Eidim, like we said before. It's either you have a day laborer that works for you, you have a Shlak Shamish, or you have a companion. It's not really an Eidim, it's not really Be'edim, but really Be'edim would work. It's not a Kasha on this Memra. Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, Ein Meshalchen Moiz Bidi Yukni. Basically, I owe Shuli money. And I send a guy, I owe Shuli money, right? And Shuli sends a guy to go receive the money. And there's a stamp. Shuli has like a stamp. His stamp is...
wearing a uniform.
The what?
He's wearing a uniform.
No, the yukni means there's a stamp, like something that we know that it's a chesemes begeres, Rashi says. We know Shuli has a
something that
wild knows, is a cherry tree. No, what's
something
wild?
That clearly defines wild you.
Wild means something. Something that defines you. I know what defines you. A mad stamp. I have no idea. I don't know. A coffee stamp. Coffee stamp makes the coffee. So he's the coffee man. So he has a coffee stamp. So we know that Shuli sent the guy.
He's the coffee man. Oh, coffee stamp.
I've sent the Shuli. You're not allowed to send. I can't send the money.
Vafilu
Edim Chasuma Aleh. Even Edim are signed in it. You can't. No. If there's Edim, means you send Yisrael to come to me with a stamp, and his Aiden, he's got his uniform, the apron on. So then, yeah, 100%, you could send it. So, according to Shmuel, so how should you send it? Rabbi Abba had money by Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Achama. Amri Rav Safra, Bahadi the Osis, I seen in Allah. When you go over there, bring me the money. He also lahasam amalei Rava Bray. His son said, "Mi kasulak skavalti." When he sent you, did he say he's skavalti? Amalei loy. Yachas zil bereishiv yichlo skavalti. Go and write skavalti. As he says, Shuli has to say he's skavalti.
He has to go back.
He has to go back. Shuli should write skavalti. That means as soon as it hits the shliach's hand, it should be skavalti. L'soyif amalei. It doesn't help. Why? Because Dilma the Osis Shachiv Rabbi Abba. But enough Lizuzi come and ask me. That doesn't do anything. Because what happens is I'm not off the hook. Because Iskabalti is only if he's alive. But if he's not alive, then it belongs to the Yarshim at this point, the Yarshness. The fact that the father says Iskabalti, he's dead.
It's about
to shuk, it's over. Now, what does it mean Iskabalti? So Rashi says, before the guy will get it, because he's an old guy, So Chashim and Lamis, it's a shiloh over here. The Rishonim talk about it. What do you mean? Your warrior's going to die? Because in Shas, you find by Gittin, there's no thing. We're not Chashim Misa. Misa is not a Chashash. Mugir says over here, because he's a Zaken, that's Rashi speaks out, that he's a Zaken. He's a Zaken, he's older, and he looks, he's going to die soon. Or he's Chayla, some say, that he was a Chayla. So Mela, he's very prone to die. And Mela, that's, you have to be Chashim for this thing. We have an antilu minach v'urcha to buy a little yasma. You would owe it to the yasma.
So we don't look at it as if it's going to happen anyway.
Dilma, the also shachar rav, and nobody's coming to yasma. It's come out to rav, lav kumo. I only have elamai takanta. So what is takanta? Now what is the way that I could send the money and be off the hook? I want to be off the hook. I want to send the money and done. I have to be reliable for the rest of my life. So Mara says, yes, there's a way to do it. Zil nekminu loch agav ara. Go and give it to him, give him a piece of karka, and when he's kind of that, he's kind of the money.
It's
kind of right away. Kind of right away. V'ta at k'sov l'nes kabalti. And right as kabalti, k'hadar apapa, the Gemara brings a story to show that this works. Have a masik treisal v'zuzi b'chuzoi. He had a lot of money lent in b'chuzoi. Ak nil le'leila shmul bar abba, agav asif t'beisei. He lent him was mocking him a doorpost, and through that he was also mocking him his money. He also nafaga ape atavach. He was very excited about the money, and he went all the way. Halach kosh atavach shem mokam shay sameach shehivile ma'isa. He was very excited. They brought him his money.
You have to trust the guy, though. That's his.
Yeah, Shmuel Barabba. Zatig Gemara, nothing lost. That's the bottom line. You put it through. A post through a piece through karka. So now the Mishnah says nasan loy es hakeren. The case is where he swore falsely, and then he was a maida, so he gave the keren and he has to give chaimish, and then he swore again. So now he has to give chaimish. That was the case. He has to give the $5 on the 20 of the chaimish. So zot the Gemara nasan loy es hakeren alma chaimish amaynu. You see that chaimish is a minu. Well, how do you see chaimish is a minu? That's not kanas. Rashi said, "The itzich leil misni ain't sarach leil acho." The Mishnah says you don't have to go for this to madar. Alma minu hu gabe. If it wasn't money, then of course you don't have to go to madar. You only have to go for karen to madar.
Who was
arguing about
this?
So it must be. Sorry, I only have to go for mam and not kapara. So it must be that this money is mamayna, and it's a chiddush. You don't have to go to the gabay. You don't have to go to mother. Otherwise, no chiddush. I'm chaimish mamayna. Ve'im ma'ez. Yeah, that's what Shuli was talking about. What is that?
I said someone was arguing about the principle.
Yeah, yesterday. That's what we were saying yesterday.
No, me.
No, that's you what Goldstein was saying.
That is becomes principle.
Right, it's today's Gemara.
Right, who was arguing about it? You.
I was arguing.
Right.
I wasn't arguing. I was saying that's not the point of the Mishnah.
No, you were arguing.
He said
no,
if you didn't understand it, how can you argue? Can't be an argument.
I wasn't arguing with him.
You got him back.
That's what I care. I was just telling you what Shuli was going on yesterday about. I'm a chaimish amayna. So you see, a chaimish is a minor.
He didn't sleep all night last night.
Then Mayas. And you and Chapel leaving this year. Yeah. I had nobody at the forefront. I have to get Zadushai back. I'm a chaimish amayno.
It's crap.
V'im mayis mishal milel yashim. And if he dies, you give it to the yashim because it's money. But tana nami, no sense like Karen. You give Karen v'nishva al chaimish. Haremoisu chaimish al chaimish. I'm a chum shem amayno. You say a chaimish amayno. But tana nami. I steal from a friend. That's kapar. It was him, not his father. So Mela, he didn't do it, so he doesn't have to pay. So why should he pay over here? I'm Rav Nachman Lekash. Kansha Haida. Kansha Li Haida. He was Maida. He Li Haida. So carry Naman Le Mishal. If he's not Maida, then he shouldn't pay anything. Haida means that the father was Maida. The father was Maida while he was alive. And Mela, since he was Maida, so now it's already a Chiyav. So Gemara says, He Li Haida, carry Naman Le Mishal. V'chidem Achi Naman Le Mishal. The whole problem is we're handling chaimish, not handling karen. We have another brisa. I'll guess what it is. Same case. It's not him and not his. Means not him and his father. We'll see what it means. Yesh Talmud means we have a limud pashtus. Amalei Rabba bring Yesh Talmud kamar. We have a limud. Mar a Yesh Talmud kamar. Or he has to pay. Mar. What is he saying? Amalei Yesh Talmud kamar. I'm saying that he has to pay. Umiribu de kroy amri. Umiribu de kroy. You have to pay. Sela mai loy hoida. So what does mean loy hoida? Loy hoida aviv. The hoida benoi. The father was not maida. The son was maida. So right there, Marv. Benachai benachai. Mishashuah. The day. And the son should be mechayev on his shvur, because he made a shvur shav. So Gemara says, "Ami b'she'en gzeil kayemes." Gzeil is not here. Ibi she'en gzeil kayemes. I forget an amle mishal. You don't pay anything, because Rashi says it's a Gemara later on. Lavra later on mishlumi that Tanah goes on ma'achas b'nav put mishal. Halakha kikafik kviyas dvar ma'ami. The shvur is bitu like a chaimish. Then it's tama regular shvur is bitu. The gzeil is not here. That's not a shvur that you pay chaimish. So Gemara says, Latzricha dika achrayis. No, what happens is it's achrayis the chosim, and it's achrayis the chosim. So mela, if the father left over karka, then al tzkavadu of the father, we'll see the gemara later on. You have to return it. So for the gemara, v'chika achrayis the chosim, my alva milva alpei, a milva alpei ain't a goyvoy. Okay, we'll see this tomorrow because my chalik's rash. I learn over here. V'chika achrayis chosim. We'll continue tomorrow. Zok. Thursday, see you.
Not sure what we're looking forward to, but we'll see something here.
See you as Gishmak on the side.
Very Gishmak, pretty good. I'm back from Sanhedrin. I'm back from
Sanhedrin. Hey, Al. Shu's up called the head is about Noshim or Venoshim. There are places of Proven, Picharium, Sulam, St. Vesna, Slaven, Vesna, the Atsa, the Akan, and the Khan, Shisha, Buddy Base, the Ramir. No, my name is Beyonce, but I'm Kim Shafar, Shakofar boy, Kai, the Kai was Zodan Shua of Ashkosa, Ashkosa, Zodan Abikodan, Im Zodan Abikodan, and Kai was Gosa. My Kai was Zaina, Osho, the Kessel Skull. So I've got to lend you something and you say you never have it, you don't have it. Zok the kids are Shakan Aruch.
Gosh, a car.